to your proposals. Whereas you may well, about two hospitals, you are just cloudy, vague, and I think evasive about Charing Cross.
Apologies if that's not clear. So I'll try and be as clear as I possibly can about Charing Cross.
Can you demolish it?
So I'll try and be as clear as I can about Charing Cross. So in terms of the hyperacute stroke units, we'll start with that. The approval by NHS London for the hyperacute stroke unit was predicated on that being transferred to St Mary's. That was the approval. And we have been clear about that and made that clear in various forums, including the various oversight and scrutiny committees. So when we had the conversation with Hammersmith and Fulham, we were very clear that the hyperacute stroke unit approval was based on a transfer. So it was always going to be, at some point in the future, co-located with major trauma centre on the same area site. In terms of the services that I suspect you're most concerned about in terms of emergency care on the Charing Cross site, the Secretary of State decision, which looked at the independent reconfiguration panel, said that patients there would need to have access to a consult opinion. And again, in response to questions at the Oversight Scrutiny Committee at Hammersmith and Fulham, we said that the likelihood is that those services would be GP-led. That's what emergency centre on Charing Cross will be. It will not be a major emergency centre. The major emergency centre will be on the St Mary's site, and the report by Sir Bruce Keogh made it clear that the number of major emergency centres in the English NHS will be between 40 and 70 in number. St Mary's will be one of those. Charing Cross will not. It will be an emergency centre. That will mean access to immediate care, predominantly from GPs and being.